something happening here.
This is Laura Hamburg with Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Today we'll be hearing from Diana Wiedemann, an Albion architect and county planning commissioner. In the early 70s, Weed, as she's known, helped found Trillium, an all-women's commune in Albion. As a girl in the 50s, Weed was forced to give up her dream of being a professional athlete. And as a college student in the late 60s, she saw how men, white men, came to dominate the anti-war movement. It was a time, Weed says, when the playing field for women was very narrow. That was all about to change.
I was really a good athlete, and when I tried out for a little league, I was not allowed to play. My older brother was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys and the LA Dodgers, and he always said you were as good as I was, but you couldn't play. Now, what that did to me as a 7 or 10-year-old started making one really conscious about, we didn't have the language, but it was clearly we needed to do something as women. And it was an early feminist moment in time. This was probably 1958 to the end of the 50s. By the time I basically came of age in high school, which would be the mid-60s, it was really clear there was a discrepancy around gender for, I think, my generation of women, that we could really see we were outside the box, right? How do we get in where equality? And I'll give you this, the simplest example was when I was graduating from high school and I met with my high school counselor. He had a book that looked like it had 1,000 pages of job descriptions for careers. And he said to me, these were his words, well, you could be a nurse or you could be a teacher like your older sister. And I looked at him and I said, now this was 1968. And I looked at him and I said, is that all you have in that 1,000 pages? There's a nurse or a teacher? And those are fabulous professions. But I just said, we could stop now because you're not going to be helpful. That was the umbrella all of us were growing up with and as women. So when we look at the, you know, early feminist movements, for me, it started with Little League. I wanted to be a professional athlete, and that just was a stop. Now I'm in college, and it's like the late 60s, first couple years of the 70s, but the late 60s, and we have the anti-war demonstration. We have Vietnam War going on. We were at a meeting on how we're organizing against the Vietnam War, and I went to the University of San Diego down in San Diego, and it was one of these stellar moments where when we were picking the people who were in charge, all the white men stood up, and what happened was, without a beat, all the women, all the Latinos, all the African Americans basically walked out. And we came back the next day and we basically said, hey, this cannot be anymore. We didn't have the language. We understood racism and we a bit of it, and we understood the needs for feminism at that point. But nothing was in order. So what happened at the university at that time, we started a women's studies program. We started the what was called Chicano program and the Black Studies program. And that all kind of came out of the same area of the anti-war movement. Then you have the hippie movement on top of that, and of course the advent of birth control, which allowed the social mores to make a big shift and sexual revolution happen. The late 60s, the 70s especially, people were forming collectives and communes. The Albion had several communes, and it was flourishing. Our commune, we were all lesbians. And what it became clear, and this is, mind you, in the 70s, that we really needed to figure out a way to have family, because our birth families or our blood families, we were alienated from them. You know, we chose a lifestyle that made sense to us, right? And we were having a good time. So it was about creating a family. As my friends say, we grew up in great times. Coming of age in the 60s for women, being able to participate in land, back to the land movement, being able to take those years and turn them into another type of career. And remember, I go back to that time when I was 7 years old, not allowed to play. We made the playing field really broad for us. And that, I think, was the task of my generation.
We just heard from Diana Wiedemann, who helped found the Albion Women's Commune Trillium in 1973. These short excerpts of Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land Oral Histories of Mendocino County, air Thursdays during the news hour. To hear the half-hour program with Weed, tune in Thursday at 3:30. If you've missed Weed's full interview, you can find it on the KZYX website, along with more than a dozen other Back to the Land stories and photos. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, Story Center, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.